From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts is keeping up with the charm offensive. He held more meetings today with senators on Capitol Hill. But it's not all smiles and handshakes. A debate is heating up over secret documents and which papers the senators who will question Roberts have a right to see. NPR's David Wellna has that story.
As the Judiciary Committee's top Democrat, Vermont's Patrick Leahy, is hoping that as soon as this week, that committee will take what many see as a politically charged action. It would be to request what have been up to now secret internal memos from John Roberts' time as a White House counsel in the Reagan administration and as the top deputy solicitor general during the first Bush administration.
Nobody's asking for all the documents by any means, but I think what we want to do is get a clear idea on some particular cases where John Roberts, as a political appointee, made political decisions of which direction a case would take. Now, those are legitimate questions to ask.
But that's not how Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez sees it. Yesterday, Gonzalez told Fox News the information Leahy and other Democratic senators are seeking is what he called very sensitive and very deliberative.
Generally, that's not something that the administration or any White House would be inclined to share because it is so sensitive and does, in my judgment, just chill communications between line attorneys and their superiors within the Department of Justice.
Gonzalez did leave open some room for negotiation, but other Republicans warned that providing that information might violate the attorney-client privilege and set a bad precedent. Judiciary Committee member John Cornyn of Texas met with Roberts today.
And I would say the attorney-client privilege is an important consideration that serves important values in our society. So I think you'll hear more about that as we go forward. Clearly, there'll be a lot of production of documents, but not everything is fair game.
But legal scholars say there are precedents for turning over the kinds of documents Democrats seek on Roberts. Carl Tobias teaches at the University of Richmond's School of Law.
Chief Justice Rehnquist in his nomination hearings in 1986 and Circuit Judge Robert Bork did release a number of important documents when they were in similar positions at the Justice Department.
What this really comes down to, says Duke University Law School's Erwin Chemerinsky, is a fight over principles, with the White House saying internal memos should be kept secret, and the Democrats saying such documents are key to understanding what a nominee really stands for.
If the White House chooses not to turn over the documents for reasons of attorney-client privilege or anything else, then the Senate has to decide, do they confirm anyway, or do they hold up the nomination until they get the information? This is a political issue, not a legal issue.
And it's not clear all Democrats would close ranks in a fight over documents. After California's Dianne Feinstein, who's on the Judiciary Committee, met with Roberts today, she expressed doubts about whether Roberts' work as Deputy Solicitor General might give an idea of what he really believes.
I think many of us recognize that, you know, when you're Solicitor General, you represent an administration, and they give you a position and ask you to flesh out and sustain that position legally. You're not a free agent, so to speak.
Democrats did filibuster Miguel Estrada, another of President Bush's court nominees, over his refusal to release internal memos. But Supreme Court nomination scholar Michael Comiskey of Penn State Fayette doubts another filibuster's in store.
I don't know whether the Democrats will go to the mat to get these documents, because I think that many of them see Roberts as probably the best nominee they're likely to get from George W. Bush.
Still, Democrats say they hope some Republicans will join them in demanding the documents. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.